From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tornadoes raking across the Deep South are being blamed for at least one death and several injuries now in Mississippi. A powerful twister earlier destroyed a chemical plant in Louisiana. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark McAllister says the tornado that touched down in Mississippi lingered on the ground.
This long-track tornado, we think it's done about over a little over 100 miles.
NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
Police in Yazoo City, Mississippi, say at least 30 homes were damaged or destroyed. There are children trapped, and searches are going on for missing people. Greg Flynn, spokesman for the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency, says a pretty substantial system damaged five counties there.
We know that what appeared to be a three-quarter mile wide tornado had moved through that area and caused extensive damage.
Flynn says the state is sending search and rescue teams to help the county search for any missing people. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Email messages between Goldman Sachs brass in late 2007, as the mortgage crisis was deepening, show the executive saying the investment bank would make, in their words, some serious money betting that the housing market would fall. The email messages released by the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations seem to contradict statements by Goldman that the company lost money overall on mortgage-related investments. Goldman's actions have become a factor in the debate in Congress over a financial regulation bill. President Obama says the tougher rules are badly needed.
In the absence of common-sense rules, Wall Street firms took enormous, irresponsible risks that imperiled our financial system and hurt just about every sector of our economy.
President speaking in his weekly address today. Senate Democrats will try to prevent a GOP filibuster of the financial legislation next week. Civil rights advocates are pledging to challenge Arizona's tough new law that's focused on illegal immigration, saying that it will lead to racial profiling of Hispanics. Congressman Luis Gutierrez also opposes the law, but Chip Mitchell of member station WBEZ reports the Illinois Democrat also sees opportunity in the measure.
The Arizona law makes it a crime to be in the state illegally and requires police to check suspects for immigration papers. Congressman Gutierrez, who's introduced federal immigration legislation in the House, thinks that's wrong.
We have legalized profiling in Arizona. You can't do that.
But he also thinks the Arizona law is lighting a fire under President Barack Obama to help provide undocumented immigrants a path to citizenship. Gutierrez wants the president to push Senate Democrats to introduce an immigration bill soon.
Before we get into the debate of who our next Supreme Court justice is going to be, because once that begins, let me tell you, comprehensive immigration reform is dead.
Just one Republican senator has voiced support for immigration overhaul. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.
This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Pakistan are looking for the gunman who attacked and torched a half-dozen NATO oil tankers today. Earlier, a suicide bomber rammed a vehicle packed with explosives into a police bus. 10 police officers were wounded in that attack. Police in Iraq say 6 people are dead after 3 bombs hidden in plastic bags were detonated in western Baghdad. The explosions, the latest in a series of attacks, raising concern about possible efforts to trigger new sectarian violence. The White House is calling the mass killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks in World War I an atrocity. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the statement came on the 95th anniversary of the killings.
The White House followed past practice by making strong comments on the Armenian killings, but not using the term genocide, which Turks reject. The issue is politically explosive in both Turkey and Armenia. This year, moderate Turks held a candlelight vigil for the Armenian victims in an effort to move beyond the nearly century-long impasse. The vigil was interrupted by Turkish nationalists singing and chanting slogans. Armenia this week suspended ratification of an accord that would have opened the land border between the two countries. The main sticking point, grievances from another neighbor, Azerbaijan, which Turkey wants addressed first. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is pressing his European Union counterparts and the head of the International Monetary Fund to complete work on a financial rescue package for Greece, which is facing a debt crisis. The Treasury Department says Geithner is urging quick action on a package of strong economic reforms and emergency loans. Greece is asking for more than $53 billion in assistance. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.